This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you so very, very much. A little feedback there. Thank you so very, very much. And it's good to have you listening on BPN Radio today, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time around the clock around the globe. Broadcasting from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Somebody's going to get a word from the Lord. And I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. So, wow, what a wonderful day it is on this Tuesday. And I just want to welcome all of you that are listening by BPN Radio or by TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, or you're watching here on Facebook Live. And of course, this is being broadcast on my fan page, Dale Gentry, and we're also sharing it on Dale W. Gentry fan page. It's going to be a wonderful day. I've got lots of people to pray for. And Ruth Gentry is here with me today and replaying my broadcast. It's great to have you here on a Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio. We certainly believe in the prophetic because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. And during my 50 years of full-time ministry, I guess the most fulfilling thing that I am able to do is give a word from God, because I know that one word from God can change people's lives forever. And we're about to pray, but concerning one word from God, I was thinking today about a pastor in near Rochester, New York, several years ago. He was looking for property for a building. Or he was looking for a building or property to build on. And one day I saw him and I said, I have a word from God for you. And I said, it's just across the line. Your building is just across the line. Well, he had only been looking in that one county, but he went just across the line into the next county, and there was his facility. And I got to go minister there for him in Rochester, New York, and celebrate with him on his new building. So he was just looking in a certain confine, but one word from God caused him to look across the line. I don't know what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you today. I'm going to call some names, but even if I don't call your name, I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you today, because I really sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Before we start our prophetic session today, I want us to pause and pray for Las Vegas and the tragedy, the massacre that happened there, of course, Sunday night. It's just been unbelievable, the worst massacre in the history of our nation. And it reminds me of the shootings in Austin, Texas, where a man many years ago, over 50 years ago, scaled the tower there on the campus of the University of Texas and began to shoot people. Richard Speck was his name. He began to shoot students from that tower. Of course, that tower is closed down now, but it was just like he was picking off animals. And it's a terrible thing in America where we have a public gathering and people go there to listen to some country music and have some fun with their family and friends, and it turns into tragedy. Many people lost their lives. 59 people have died and counting. Over 500 have been injured. So we're going to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, would you join me? Father, we pray right now for the families of those that have been murdered, killed, mowed down on the streets of Las Vegas, Nevada. We pray the comfort of your Holy Spirit. There's so many, many things, Lord, that we do not understand about life. We know that evil is in this world. Evil is in this nation. And we know that things happen that we may not have ever, could ever dream about, think about. But we have deranged people demonized people and people that are bent on bringing destruction. So I pray right now for those families, and I pray right now, Lord, for the over 500 people that have been wounded as a result of these shootings. Ask God that you minister to the wounded, minister to the families that are gathering there in Las Vegas, taking time out of their busy schedule, time out off of their job and businesses to be with family members. Father God, we pray for these shooting victims and their families. And we pray, Lord, for revival in the streets of Las Vegas and revival in the streets of the United States of America, for which we have been calling for and praying for so long. We ask for your help today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we also pray today for President Trump, President Donald Trump, as he makes his way to Puerto Rico, where so many people are suffering as a result of the Hurricane Maria that left her devastation all across that island. I know there's people listening today who has family and friends that are in Puerto Rico. I know there's one young man that I'm going to give a word over. His grandparents are in Puerto Rico and family members. And I pray today that as America responds, I pray for the military, the truck drivers, those that are carrying food, those are the National Guard, our president as he goes and his entourage. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for help and restoration to come to Puerto Rico. I pray revival also in the streets of Puerto Rico. I believe you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for this prophetic session today in Jesus' name, that you would just come and anoint me, your servant, and anoint those that are participating today, either on internet radio, TuneIn radio, or on Facebook Live. And so why don't you just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And why don't you put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to get ready to receive. I have a number of people that I'm going to prophesy over. Also, I'm going to take time today to prophesy over people that are leaving their names on Facebook page. We'll kind of mix and match. However the Holy Spirit directs, that's what we're going to do. We're going to give a shout out to some people. We're going to bless some people. And I'm so thankful to have my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, who's the manager of bpnradio.com, working with me. And she's going to be sharing some names and praying and whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. I want to remind you that if you receive a prophetic word today, it could be a now word. That means that's something that God is doing now, maybe in the next few days, few weeks, few months. It could be a future word. It may be a word that may take 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Don't be weary and well doing. Don't let a word fall to the ground. Because we've made that commitment, we're not going to let a name fall to the ground or to the floor. And the other thing you need to remember, it could be a confirming word. You've already heard this word, or you've already received this word into your spirit. It's already been there. Or it could be a new word. God said to the prophet, new things I'm going to declare, new things before they spring forth, I'm going to tell you of them. And the Bible says unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to what is operating function in our lives. Now, remember, you cannot receive a word with your mind because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from the Lord. You have to receive it with your spirit, and it's your spirit. So it may not make sense to you at all. You may say, I don't understand that, but I just believe that's a word for me. And also, if you receive, if you hear somebody else get a word and you believe that's your word, can you claim it? I say, yes, you can. You can claim that word. So it could be a now word, future word, confirming word, could be a new word, and you have to receive it with your spirit. If you don't bear witness to a prophecy, you don't have to receive it. A lot of people think, well, I've got to receive that word. The Lord called me to Africa. I've got to go to Africa. No, no, you make the choice. And I believe all prophecies, a prophecy is not a command. A prophecy is an opportunity that presents itself to you. And I believe, you know, I prophesied over a person that they were going to get a certain house. He said, I don't want that house. I don't believe he displeased God by not getting that house. I believe he missed an opportunity because down the road, I believe that property was worth a lot of money. But you don't have to receive it. You don't have to feel guilty about it. So I'm going to give some prophetic words today, and I'm simply operating out of a gift that God put in my heart many, many years ago. And when Gene and I started traveling in 1985 after pastoring for 18 years, as I began to teach churches about prayer and lead prayer all across America, many, many states, most states in America, and many nations of the world, almost immediately as I began to pray, the Holy Spirit began to give me prophetic words, and pastors would say to me, can you come back and prophesy some more? And so I've traveled millions of miles giving prophetic words, and what an opportunity it is now to be leading prophetic sessions on bpnradio.com, on TuneIn Radio, and here on Facebook Live. So I believe that I'm about ready to go. I would like to say that I would like to give this disclaimer that BPN Radio, the views and opinions on BPN Radio and on this broadcast or any of our broadcasts may or may not be the views of BPN Radio. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, this program, or any of our programs, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and is supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. There's no charge for the prophetic word, the prophecies, but we want to give you an opportunity. We have a team of about 20 members now on our broadcast team, and our budget continues as we continue to expand. I want to tell each of you that we're about to come out with a brand new website. I think you're going to like it. It's going to encompass all of our different ministries. So excited about that. We're making progress because I believe the Holy Spirit desires for us to do that. Okay, we are ready, 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 ready. And I have a word for Narisa V. from San Diego, California. Narisa, the things that you have prepared yourself for, trained for so long, seemingly has come to a dead end. You've come to the dead end or the end of the road, but that is not true. You've come to the end of yourself. You've come to the end of doing everything that you know how to do. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, Narisa, let me take it from here, okay? And so you have been trying, you have been exuding a lot of energies, but now it's time for the Holy Spirit just to come and say, I'm going to take it from here, I'll work it out, and I'll bring about some incredible things. Jerry S. from Manteca, California. Jerry, that teaching gift, that teaching anointing that is in your life is being assembled and reassembled with some other things that God has placed inside of you. The ability to translate. I see you translating. The ability to bring all of these components together to open major doors for you. Tiffany G. from Jacksonville, North Carolina. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tiffany, this is no time to be timid. It is no time to be timid. You must be bold. You must not be afraid. You must be strong and of good courage, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua. You got to be strong and of a good courage because there's someone is passing down an assignment to you, just like Moses passed down to Joshua. Somebody's passing down an assignment to you that's going to be quite remarkable, and you're not going to feel qualified, you're not going to feel capable, and you're going to feel intimidated. But I just bind all spirits of intimidation now, and I declare that you are ready, because there is a transference taking place, and they are calling your name, Tiffany G., from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Lily M. from Trevor, California. We got a lot of people that participate in California. Lily, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must teach others the consequences of their disobedience. The Lord is preparing you to be a mentor to young ladies, helping them determine their choices in life. You will be heavily involved in days to come with a home for unwed mothers, involving yourself in abortion issues in your city and your area, helping young ladies make right choices and help them to walk out their choices, helping young ladies make choices and helping them walk out their choices. Susie O. from Mesquite, Texas. Susie, the passion and the heartbeat that you have for God is unquestionable. It's undeniable, the passion that you have for God. And there is a place for you. There is a place for your passion, for your desire, for your longing to do the will of God and be involved in the work of God. And I declare that in these last day harvest times, that you are going to be a very significant player, Susie. You've done a lot of wonderful things, but there are more wonderful things to come. Renee C. E., and I believe you're from Texas, Renee. I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's up to something really big in your life, changing certain circumstances to prevent more disruption in your life, to bring about opportunities that you've not discovered before, helping reach out to others through a major prevention program that will place you in the dead center of a community service opportunity, as well as being able to use the gifts that he has placed in your heart. You will rise each morning looking forward to a new day. You will be surrounded by people that love you and care for you. I'm prophesying that a genuine turnabout or turnaround is happening in your life. Okay, Rudy N. I have a word for Rudy N. from Orlando, Florida. Rudy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are a true champion, a giver and not a taker, one who has helping hands, one who has been betrayed while trying to help others, but God is healing those betrayal wounds and bringing you into a place of great significance to minister to those who desire to live a regimented lifestyle, leading these diamonds in the rough to a brighter future as they overcome major obstacles in their lives, bringing you to a season of great satisfaction as God makes up for lost time in your life as well. You're going to be writing your testimony, sharing your testimony with a lot of different people. So I just want to bless y'all. Forgot to bless Susie. Bless you, Susie. Bless you, Lily. Bless you, Tiffany. Bless you, Narissa. Bless you, Renee. And bless you, Rudy. You say, what are you doing? Well, the Bible says that we have the power to bless. And so I'm blessing some people. I have a word for Constance C. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Constance from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Constance, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must ignore pie in the sky offers accompanied by false promises. You must ignore pie in the sky offers accompanied by false promises. You must stay on course. Dreams really do come true. And I see you doing some of your studies overseas, bringing you into a whole new company of relationships. You must allow yourself to stay focused on the main thing, for there are many distracting voices that are saying, come over here, come over there, do this, do that. And it's simply to get you off course. Sometimes your eagerness to reach out to people attracts the wrong people. So walk softly, keep your eyes on the goals he has placed in your life. Rhythm is so important for you, so don't allow anyone to break your rhythm. Take extra time off will taking extra time off will bring you to disadvantage because you're going to lose your rhythm. Keep going. A bright future awaits you, and God has some wonderful plans for your life. So, Constance, Tulsa, Oklahoma, I bless you. Ruth Gentry, why don't we give a shout-out to some people? Hey, we would like to remind you that come and tell the people also while we give a shout-out if they have received a prophetic word in weeks past, how they can find their prophetic word. Because we record all of these prophetic words, and maybe give a shout out to some people there.
Awesome. Well, good morning, everyone. We can go. You can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com, or bpnradio.com, and those are archived there. And honestly, the ones that are Facebook Live, you can even go back to videos in Facebook Live. So there's lots. You know, this is the positive and the awesome part of social media. So you've got several sources. We also have just an email. We still have an email, and that's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And so if you have a question anytime or prayer request, those sources would get you to the right person. So bpnradio.com. We are revamping our websites, but those are still up and running, and that would be a great place. As I give a shout out and I just want to bless people, I actually kind of had a word for Minnie or maybe myself. So hopefully this will add to someone else. As we've talked about, you can just grab a word, you know, if it speaks to you, if it ministers to your heart. But I just want to remind everybody that it's about choices. You know, I think a great corporate word for everyone is choices, and we have choices to make. And you know, one of the choices is if you are not getting up and praying with Dale Gentry. We run Let's Pray America, an amazing, amazing hour power prayer, and you could pray alongside him. Just even if you're having that in the background while you're getting your kids ready for school, you're getting ready for work, you're in your car. But we play that every morning at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Central Time. We also repeat it at 9 a.m. Central Time so we can catch people, you know, that are on different time zones. But it is an hour. It's just a powerful hour of prayer. So I encourage you, if you're not already doing that, to join us with those hours, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and then then 9 a.m. At 8 a.m., we replay the Breakout Radio Church service that is live on Sundays at 8 a.m., so I encourage you to do that because we have choices to make. So that's bringing me back to choices. So if you know, if you're going through something, we're all responsible for our choices, And the choices we make are life-changing. From obviously, the choice that this man made in the Las Vegas situation was a life-changing, altering choice. And so I'm just encouraging you to make good choices, God choices. And remember that everything we do with God, just with his direction, is good. So making good choices. And I want to give a blessing. I want to shout out to Daniel. Bless Daniel. And I want to bless Kendra. I want to bless Romy. And, Romy, we're going to be praying for your daughter. I want to bless Anne. I want to bless Linda. I want to bless Cynthia and Sandra and Rebecca and Jenna. I want to bless Tommy and Christopher. And we just want to bless everyone that is listening through bpnradio.com or watching us through Facebook Live. We bless you. We have more prophetic words for you. So please stay with us. Like and share this. And we appreciate you so much.
Okay. My beautiful daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, thank you so much, and we just bless you. Somebody said, I know Ruth said something about prophesying over yourself, and people say, can you really do that? And I say, absolutely. And if you want to do a study about the prophetic, just look at Luke chapter 1, and you'll have people prophesying over their children, prophesying over each other, giving prophetic words, and even prophesying over themselves. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she began to prophesy over herself. She said, there come a day that everybody will call me blessed. And here's just a young lady, some people say maybe 14 years old, and she was prophesying over herself. I remember one time I was ministering in northern Georgia, and I stood up on a Sunday morning, I began to say, Dale Gentry, I hear the Lord saying to you, and I begin to prophesy a word over myself. I've did that several times. So the prophetic is so valuable. And I have a book called God Assignments. that you can get free of charge. You can download just by going to letspray America.com. Letspray America.com, and you can get some instruction there from my book. It's free. You can download it. Let's do something different. I saw somebody try to call our studio number a while ago. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll put my headphones on, and if somebody would like to call me and get on the radio, give me your name, your first name, and where you live at. I've got a lot of prophetic words to give, but I'll do something different today. And Ruth Gentry, she knows that I'll probably do something different every time. Mm-hmm. And so I have a phone number. If you want to put it down, and if you want to call me right now, I will take three or four phone calls, and I'll give you a prophetic word right here on the radio and on Facebook. Here's the number to call, 979-596. I can't even see the phone that's ringing behind me because it's behind me, but Ruth will tell me, and I'll answer it. And it's 979-596-0195. Wait just a minute. Okay, I can see it when you call, and I will answer the phone. If you want to try that, if you say, well, I'd like to have a prophetic word now, and you won't have to wait in line. If you want to call 979-596-0195, that's 979-596-0195. Wow, it's a great day. Okay, if you want to do that, some people are afraid to get on the radio. But it might be, it could be worth it today. Ruth will be watching, and if the phone begins to ring, we won't hear it, but we can see it, and then we'll answer the phone. Elves, okay, all right. Okay, I'm gonna put my headphones on, and who am I visiting with?
This is Chandra Daniels.
This is Chandra. Where do you live at, Chandra?
In Alexandria, Louisiana.
Okay, this is Chandra from Alexandria, Louisiana. The hand of the God is upon you. I declare that many hands, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that many hands have been laid upon you, and there's been a transference of a lot of anointing, and you are much more capable and ready than you realize. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Chandra, there's a new starting point for you in your life and your ministry. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing coming upon you even now, right now. And I declare there is a new starting point. And sometimes we're like a merry-go-round. We see the merry-go-round is going around really, really fast. And we say, how in the world am I ever going to get on the merry-go-round? But you've got to get on. You've got to catch hold. And your things are in progress, and you are going to be a part and parcel, a main attraction there, because God has been preparing you for a long, long time. So I bless you, Chandra, from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Okay, if you want to give me a call, I'll accept three or four calls. Okay, who am I visiting with?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Marianne Ray from Ohio.
Marianne Ray, is this Pastor Marianne?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you for being a part, a member of Breakout Radio Church. And we have a Church Without Walls that's broadcast every Sunday morning, live at 8 o'clock, rebroadcast at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. People that don't have a pastor may not have a church. Or we have a lot of pastors that may not have a pastor, and they're a part of Breakout Radio Church. Pastor Marianne, what can I pray with you about? Maybe the Lord will give me a word.
Okay, I'm in a time of transition right now, and I just need direction and confirmation on some things.
Okay, Father, I pray for Mary Ann. I bless her right now, and I ask God that you bless her and direct her footsteps. And sometimes out of a lot of activity, out of a lot of sometimes chaotic situations, you launch us into a new dimension out of all of that. And we look back and say, how in the world did all of that happen? But your footsteps are being ordered by the Lord. And I believe that God is launching you, Pastor Marianne, into a new dimension. I believe you're going to be a part of a pioneer effort. I love pioneering. We're at Breakout Radio Church. We're pioneering where we are using the Zoom .us to bring people in, on the screen with us. I just love new things. And you have a pioneer spirit. And sometimes we can be caught up in things that we thought were going to be very profitable, didn't turn out to be that profitable, but we can look back and say it was a good season because it helped launch us, eliminated some things, and launched us into that new season that is going to be very profitable. So I bless you. There is a command in the Bible that says that we are not to fret ourselves. We are not to fret. And so I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, no fretting, no fretting, okay. No worrying, because God, the Bible says we're not to be anxious for anything. So don't be anxious about your present circumstances, what's going on. Don't try to figure it out. Because God is at work. He is at work in the midst of it all. And I bless you now, and I declare that God has everything working according to his will, plan, and purpose in your life. And this is no time for distractions. This is a time to keep your eyes upon the Lord, because he's at work, and he's going to work it all out. So I bless you, Linda from Oklahoma City. Okay, do we have another one? Okay, Ruth, can we hear the people on the other line? We can. Okay, who am I visiting with? Hello?
Anna and Nicole.
Anna and Nicole, where do y'all live at?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. You must understand that God has both of you wrapped up in his arms. He has secured you, and he wants you to know that you have not been misguided, you have not been misled, and you are not just wandering aimlessly, because the steps of a good person, two good ladies, are ordered by the Lord. And sometimes you feel like that you're all wrapped up in an atmosphere of confusion. You've been misguided, you've been misled, you've misstepped. Sometimes the devil says you've missed the will of God, but you got to know that God is at work. He's holding your hands. He has you secured. He has you wrapped up, and he is working it. And you can have strong confidence. The Bible says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." And so you can be very confident that God is at work in your life. So I bless the both of you there in Santa Fe. We love you, and know that God is at work, and anything can happen in one day. In the next 24 hours, anything could happen. That's just the way God works. So bless you both in Jesus' name. And I want to make sure that I'm not having it playing any music at the same time.
No, you're okay.
I'm okay?
It's great.
Okay, make sure that our audience can hear us. Okay, I'm taking a few phone calls here. We've not done this before, Ruth. So who do I have on the line with me?
This is Rebecca Brindle from North Georgia.
Rebecca from North Georgia. I gave you I don't know if you heard it last week. I gave you a prophetic word last week. I specifically remember a word for you and your husband that God is arranging. I'm not sure what the word I gave, but it went something like God is arranging and rearranging everything about your life, your lifestyle, things you've been doing. He's rearranging your furniture, And he's heard your prayers, your requests, and both of you are dreamers, and God loves that. He loves dreamers. And, you know, Joseph was a dreamer, and there was people around him, particularly his brothers, that despised him for dreaming. But, you know, God loved it. And sometimes when you dream, you go down before you go up. So if you've been in that process of going down, you got to realize that's the process of a dreamer. You know, some people that don't dream, they just finesse their way up, but it doesn't always turn out very well. But a dreamer, remember, this is by the Holy Ghost, because I don't know if I've ever said this in my life, but a dreamer, they always go down first before they go up. So if you're on your way down, possibly, I don't know, you got to realize that you're gonna get a good bounce. And the faster you fall down, the greater bounce you'll have to go back up. So I bless you, Rebecca, and your husband, because God has caused you to dream, and I declare that your dreams are going to come true. And so I bless you now in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Okay, Ruth, you can let me know if I have another call.
They're just coming in constantly.
All right. Okay, we're doing something different today. I do have some prophetic words to read, but I'm going to get some people that I'm giving prophetic words for the first time, people calling in. Who am I talking to?
This is Jennifer from Rochester, New York.
Jennifer from Rochester, New York. Jennifer, those things that God has been placing in your spirit are not your own thoughts. I believe there are God thoughts and God ideas, witty inventions, revelation knowledge that is coming your way, that is going to put you as a major player on college and university campuses. You have a word from God, and there are people that are longing to hear from God. And God is going to take you to a group of people, to different groups of people, and it's going to be that God is preparing the way by giving them dreams and visions of you coming. And once you get there, they will recognize who you are, and there will be an instant platform for you. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jennifer, that God is preparing instantaneous platforms. And you'll just take the stage, and you'll begin to minister as the Holy Spirit directs. Concerning dreams and visions, God is going to enlarge your life because you'll be able to interpret dreams just like Daniel did, just like Joseph did, and the interpretation of people's dreams will elevate you in your life and in your ministry. So I bless you there in Rochester, New York. I've ministered there, by the way. It's a great place. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the program today. Okay. Wow. Jennifer in Rochester, New York. I'm not sure if we have any more calls coming. If we do, I'm going to get one or two more. Okay, who is calling, and where are you calling from?
I am Beverly Goad, and I'm calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Beverly from Oklahoma City. I used to live there. I grew up in Oklahoma. Beverly, I bless you right now. Through many trials and tribulations, you have already come. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying the stormy weather is coming to a close, and there is a bright day, the dawning of a new day. And, you know, you've gone through a lot of persecution, a lot of challenges, and sometimes Satan would try to say, is it really worth it? But you have come through the stormy weather. There's a clearing in the clouds, and I believe and I declare by the Holy Ghost that there's a lot of sunshine coming your way, and God is opening major doors for you guys to walk through. That's bringing you to a new place, because we're in an ever changing society, we're an ever changing world, and all of these changes are evolving into new opportunities for you guys to minister. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and you have so much to give. So much has been placed in your heart. And I just declare it's coming a day of release. of all of the resources that God has invested in you and entrusting you is coming your way. And so I just speak that word of release over you, Beverly, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Okay. All right. What a wonderful day. And we're doing something different here on VPN Radio. We've not done this before. Okay, who's on the air and who am I talking to?
Hi, Pastor Dale. This is Brenda George in Freeport, Texas.
Pastor Brenda, is that you?
Yes, Pastor Dale. How are you doing?
You are an amazing woman. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you're going to begin to operate your ministry from three different geographical locations. It's a triune. It's a trinity. And God is enlarging your footsteps, and He is giving you three wonderful associates to work with you. And your passion to help people and reach out to people is going to be recognized not only in America, but many nations of the world. And I declare that help is going to come not just from America to what God has chosen you to do, but it's going to come from other nations of the world. Other nations of the world are going to begin to invest in your life. And the anointing to preach and prophesy is coming upon you. And I declare these next 6 months, you're going to be living under what I call the double anointing, because you have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. You have seen the Lord. And Elijah said to Elisha, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "I want a double portion." And the prophet Elijah said to Elisha, "If you see me." If you see me, one translation says, if you see eye to eye with me, if you look in my face, then you are going to receive a double anointing. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you have seen the Lord, Pastor Brenda. You have seen the Lord, and the double anointing is resting upon you, because all you wanted is more anointing. And the anointing, the double anointing, is coming upon you, and it's going to be manifested in most unusual ways in the next 6 months. I bless you now, and all you put your hand to do there in South Texas. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dale.
God bless you. Okay. Thank you for calling here on BPN Radio. So here we are on Facebook Live, TuneIn Radio. And we're doing something we haven't done here on Prophetic Tuesday. We're receiving some phone calls. Also, Ruth's going to be giving me some names I'll prophesy over. And I have a lot of people that I have names for. It's a wonderful day. It's a special Prophetic Tuesday. Who am I talking to, and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Rochelle Liston. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Rochelle?
Yes.
Rochelle. There is a certain turning point in your journey, and I see you going down a path, but I see you making a turn. It's kind of a sharp turn, and you're going to begin to say, "Is this really God? Is God really doing this in my life? Because I'm making a turn from a place that I've been used to, it's been a normal pathway that I've been on, and now I'm making a sharp turn that's going to lead me down a different path. Am I really prepared for this? Can I really do this? And Lord, is this really you leading me in a different direction?" So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying you're going down a path that you are familiar with and you are comfortable with, and you are doing a good work. But God is going to lead you, make a sharp turn that's going to take you out of the norm. It's going to move you into a different dimension, and it's going to take a step of faith to make that turn. But it's going to open up a whole new season for you and others about you. And so I just bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, if you want to give me a call, I will take I'll take another call or two. People that are calling here on Prophetic Tuesday, and then I'm What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, what is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Miguel Gonzalez, Lake Worth, Florida.
Lake Worth, Florida. What is your first name?
Miguel.
Miguel from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that opportunities are right at your doorstep. And it's going to be so obvious that if you're not careful, you will miss it. And the opportunities will include ministry to the South. I see you as a part of a rebuilding process to nations and countries and geographical locations to the South, where you will go in and you will minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God is going to give you a platform. He's going to give you opportunities. He's going to give you open doors. For the Lord is working in you, and you have a message. You have a proclamation to declare. The Holy Spirit has already been giving it to you, and as you go, that message will increase and enlarge and expand. Miguel from Lake Worth, Florida, where I've ministered many, many times. Boy, I love ministering in South Florida, and I pray for you. I just reach out my hand and bless you and declare the anointing of God is upon your life. And you may feel like, hey, I'm not qualified, but I declare that you've already been pre-qualified. You're like someone that wants to buy a house, and you feel like, hey, I can't afford that house, but the loan company calls you up and says you've already been pre-qualified for this house. You don't have to get qualified. So I declare you're pre-qualified in Jesus' name, and I bless you. Amen and amen. Whoa. Okay. Ruth says I have another one. Okay. Who do I have on the line? Who am I praying for?
Jackie Shoemaker from Carlsbad, California.
Jackie from Carlsbad. You know, sometimes we feel like that life has passed us by, and gifts and anointings that we have on the inside of us, and we may now even say that's past tense, but it's not past tense. It's present tense. And sometimes we give up on our gifts. Sometimes we give up on our anointings, feeling like we have not been sufficiently recognized or we have not been sufficiently rewarded for the gifts and talents and abilities that we have. And sometimes we are prone to kind of pull back into a shell, or we are prone to step aside, or we're prone maybe to sit on the back seat. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, no, no, no. I have recognized your gifts, your talents, and your abilities, and they are still active. And so sometimes things do not happen according to our time, but the Bible says that he makes everything beautiful in his time. So, Jackie, I want you to be encouraged today. You have great giftings and talents and abilities, and you are not to let anybody use those, but you are to continue to present those to God, prepare those presentations, because new opportunities and new seasons are coming your way. And you are not to feel depleted or forsaken, for God knows you and he understands, and he has already recognized the gifts and talents and abilities in your life because he gave them to you. So he's not giving up. Don't give up on yourself, for great days are ahead. And I bless you, Jackie, and I release those new opportunities coming your way. And I declare there's a mighty anointing upon your life. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Dell. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we're praying over some people on the telephone. And Ruth, we might have somebody that has been presenting their name on Facebook. You might just give me a name, somebody that I can just give a prophetic word to.
Trevor and Pearl Line. From Lake Worth, Florida.
Trevor
and Pearl Line T.
From Lake Worth. Trevor and Pearl. Mm-hmm. Pearl Line?
Pearl Line T.
Pearl Line T.
From Lake Worth, Florida.
Well, Oh, you know in your heart, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, you know in your heart that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And sometimes we stand on the sidelines and we watch other people do it. And we say, well, God, are you a respecter of persons? Do you favor one person more than you favor another person? And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, no, 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 no. I do not favor one person over another person. All of my children are very precious in my sight. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, what you have been watching other people do, you can do that. You can do that. And God is at work in your life, and you have been watching other people do it when there is a longing in your heart to do some of the things that you're seeing them do. And why not? Why not? I believe there's a lot of people out there that desire to prophesy. You desire to give prophetic words. Why not? Why not? You could do that. Hallelujah. Just start prophesying over someone that God puts in your heart. Write it down. You don't even have to go to that person. Or prophesy over yourself. And you get a word for somebody. You don't have to necessarily give it to them. Just write it down and begin to prophesy. Activate. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've got to activate your gifts. Begin to do something. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Faith without works. Faith without faith feet is dead. There has to be some type of action. There has to be some type of activity that accompanies what God has put in your heart so you can do what you see them doing. And I bless you right now there in Lake Worth, Florida, in Jesus' name, Palm Beach County. Amen and amen. Is there another name, Ruth, that I could just pray for?
Cecil J. from New York, Queens.
Okay. What is that one now?
Cecil J. from Queens, New York.
Cecil J. from Queens, New York. You know, one of our greatest, biggest listening audiences on BPN Radio is from the Queens area, Brooklyn, New York. I don't know how people, we have such a lot of people up there in Brooklyn, but, you know, something must be going on there. Something must be happening. And I declare over you in the name of Jesus, man of God, that he is not going to leave you out. Sometimes we think, God, you're going to, if you do anything and I don't get involved in it, how could it be? But I declare by the Holy Ghost that God is not going to leave you out. He's not going to leave you out. You are going to be included. You will not be excluded, but you will be included. And you will not have to make room for yourself. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the Lord has already made room for you. Because the Bible says a gift makes room for him and brings him before great people. So I bless you right now. They're in Queens, New York. I've been to Queens and I ministered in that area. I love ministering in the state of New York. I've had so many opportunities just to minister in so many places there in New York City and in Yorktown Heights and Queens and that Queens area. And oh my, Rochester. I love the state of New York. So I just bless you that are watching from the state of New York. God has not forgotten you. I have a word for, wow, I've got words coming from three different areas. Ruth, what do we do here?
I give Gabe G. from Elgin, Texas one.
Who?
Gabe G. from Elgin, Texas.
Gabe G. from Elgin, Texas. In just a moment, I'm going to have you to come, and I'm going to let you give somebody a word there that's been calling in. Gabe from Elgin, Texas. It's Elgin, Oklahoma, Elgin, South Carolina, but it's Elgin, Texas. And there is a transparency about you that sometimes you feel has gotten into double trouble. But you're so transparent before God and transparent before people, and God loves the way that you approach him. He loves the way, Gabe, that you come into his presence, just open, with no pretense. And that is how you are. And that transparency before God and that transparency before people is just going to cause people to open up and share their challenges with you, share their problems with you, share their difficulties and their shortcomings. And you have listening ears. You're going to listen to people and they're going to get transparent. before you, you're going to pray for them, and you're going to be teaching others how to come in a very transparent way before God, just opening their hearts to God. God loves that, Gabe. I bless you in Jesus' name. You have a word for somebody, Ruth?
No.
All right, Ruth's going to come in a moment. She got a word for somebody. I have a word for Caroline, or Carol K. from Florida, a friend of ours. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Carol, that you must not ignore the opportunities. You must not ignore the opportunity that is coming your way. And there will be an opportunity to list your regrets. Don't go there. Don't respond to the opportunity to list your regrets, because I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's going to make up for lost seasons of your life. Carol, time is on your side. You're a businesswoman as well as a minister's wife who is going to eat at the table of financial success. I see someone making a major investment in your life soon and your business to launch you into a new season of financial success and fulfillment. Allow yourself to be involved in ministry with your husband as well as playing a significant role in a community project. God is making up for lost time. No regrets. No regrets. So, Caroline, I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nazario H. from Arlington Heights, Illinois. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he sees your desire to be physically fit. And that discipline is leading you into new dimensions of helping others do likewise. This will open a new door to help people get back on their feet spiritually as well as physically. Hey, I want to pause and say that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we broadcast around the clock. And this program is going to be rebroadcast at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, 2, 5, and 10 on BPN Radio. And it's going to be rebroadcast throughout the day on Facebook Live. And Ruth made a good point, because if you have missed any of your prophetic words, I believe all of our prophetic sessions is on our Facebook pages, Dale Gentry Facebook, Dale W. Gentry Facebook. All you have to do is scroll down, and or you can go to our archives on breakoutradiochurch.com. All of these are archived, and I know that some of you may be listening and saying, well, he hasn't called my name. Maybe I did last week, or maybe the week before, I'm not sure. Anyhow, we have a lot of prophetic words, and we're not going to let any of these words fall to the ground. I'm just going to bless some people right now. Brenda T. in Las Vegas, Brian B. in Pratt, Kansas, Laura in Waxahachie, Texas, Brenna in Shreveport, Louisiana, Beanie in Katy, Texas, Nelda in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Donna in Port Orange, Florida, Amy in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Jeannie in Berlin, Germany, Angela in Humble, Texas, Brandy in Platte City, Missouri, Peggy in Nederland, Texas, Kelly in Kansas City, Missouri, Susan in Buda, Texas, Shelsa in McClendon, Florida, Brenna from Shreveport, Louisiana, Amy, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Christian in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Judy in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, Edward in Douglas, Georgia. I bless those of you that are listening, those who are listening for your name to be called. But the Holy Ghost is at work in your life, and we are taking an official station break here. I have so many more names, and I'm going to take a few more phone calls. I don't know what all we're going to do here, but I'm excited. I feel the Holy Ghost working. I get my headphones on so I can hear people when they call. I actually don't need them if I'm not accepting a phone call. So if I put headphones on, that means I'm ready for another phone call. Ruth Gentry is going to come and maybe give a word, tell you how you can invest in this ministry, and how you can connect. And I love my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry. She's worked with us a long time. She's the new manager of bpnradio.com, and we're so very thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak across America and around the world.
Well, what an awesome day. What an exciting day. I love taking the phone calls live, and I know I was watching the monitor, and I saw so many people calling all at the same time. Please don't be discouraged about that. Just grab someone's, or just celebrate with someone. You know, it might not be a word for you, but just celebrate with someone and just know our heart. Our heart is to get everybody a word. Our heart is praying for you. We just, you know, but we are getting a lot of names in so fast, actually, that I was writing that I couldn't keep up with the writing. Because they're not just coming through Facebook Live. We have the other sources. And so I just want to encourage you not to be discouraged if you're not getting a word, because just get alone with God. He's got something to share with you. But particularly for Brian C., Brenda S., and Scott W., all three names were coming to me at the same time that I was, again, earlier talking about choices. And so I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, stop saying no, stop saying I can't, and begin saying yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. God choices. He's got it all set up for you. He's just waiting for you to say yes. And so I just encourage you to say yes. And I think that could be a really big word for a lot of people. Yes, Lord. He is here for us. It's all in the choices we make. He is not going to let you down. And I'm here with the team at bpnradio.com. Yes, I am a titled station manager, but I think what's the most exciting thing is I'm a team member with about 20, I think we have about 20 to 25 team members, and we're really actually praying for you. And I think that's so exciting is because, like, I really know that we are. And so we literally write your name down on paper. It's right here. I'm going to flash it really fast so I don't have all the notes, because I write all these little notes. And we are writing your name down on paper. And between Pastor Dale, Cheryl Ortiz, Allison Kieber, and the rest of this team, we are calling your name in prayer. And there is power in that. And an extension of that that is just exciting is the prophecy. And so, and yes, we never know what we're going to do. And that's because we're just following the Holy Spirit. And so, again, I just want to encourage you not to be discouraged. We had calls coming through our Skype on the monitor. They were back to back, and I saw people hanging up and calling again, which is really smart, because we can't answer live. Obviously, we can't answer the phone messages, and so it's not wise to leave a message on that phone number at that pump moment. It is smart to just hang up and call right back. And you know what? The Holy Spirit knows what you need. He hears your heart. He knows your desires. And so just don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. And so my word for so many people is choices. And stop saying no and start saying yes to God. And speaking of choices, we all have a choice to make. We have a choice in how we have choices to make every day. We have a choice of how we get up and start our day. We have a choice of how we end our day. We have our choice with our words. We have a choice with, you know, just absolutely everything you do. And so you have a choice with your finances. And I'm asking you to partner with bpnradio.com. We do need partners. We need financial partners. And so I'm asking you to partner with us. And super easy to do that. You can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and just scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button, and you can donate with your PayPal, Visa, credit card, debit card. It is not only a PayPal account, so that's at bpnradio.com. You can also go to letsprayamerica.com. Click on that donate button. I love the letsprayamerica.com website, because there's free sources, Pastor Dale's books, Miss Jean's books. There's just some great, great resources, including our daily prayer if you're not getting that. So please go to letsprayamerica.com. And partner with us financially, and also utilize those resources we have for you. And then we still have, some of us still love to write checks, and so you can write a check out to Breakout Ministries. It's Breakout Ministries, and you can mail that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And I'm going to repeat that one more time, but if you just jump on one of those websites, that P.O. Box is on there for your convenience. So it's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. So are y'all ready to see what the Holy Spirit is going to do? So here comes Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. So thankful that you are co-hosting with me here on Tuesdays. On Prophetic Tuesday. Thank you so very, very much for those of you that are giving, that are making a contribution. We're very grateful. We're very thankful We don't say a lot about finances here on BPN Radio, but, you know, this program and this internet prayer station, one of the few full-time internet prayer stations, is supported by those that make contributions. So thank you for your support. We're very, very grateful, very, very thankful. Speaking of the prophetic, don't forget that Thursday, Prophetic Thursday, with one of my spiritual daughters, Allison Kieber. And, boy, she is so anointed. And so she will be on Thursday from 10 till noon. And you can leave your name and your city and state, and she'll be prophesying over some people on Thursday. She does she's got such an incredible anointing, and you don't want to miss Prophetic Thursday. Also, while I'm making announcements, before I start giving more prophetic words, tomorrow the Dream Doctor will be back. And the Dream Doctor is one that helps make dreams come true. So I'm going to be co-hosting with him tomorrow. It won't be on Facebook Live, but it will be on bpnradio.com. We'll give people an opportunity to call in. Do you realize that dreams really do come true? And the Dream Doctor, he'll be helping you, because he has so many resources at his fingertips, because his entrance into songwriters, his entrance into book authors, his entrance into education, his entrance into different areas of life, the entertainment world. It's amazing what he might be able to help you do. So tomorrow, the Dream Doctor will be on to dream with you, so you don't want to miss that. And I want to mention that Breakout Radio Church is on every day at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And then, of course, Breakout Radio Church at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. If you are not a member of a church, you don't have a pastor, you can go to our website, and there is a membership link, because we know there's a lot of people across America and around the world, for one reason or another, are not able to attend a church on a Sunday. And so we could help you there with our Breakout Radio Church, a church without walls, a worldwide church. And, of course, I certainly believe in the local church. Dean and I have been ministering in the local church all these years, and we're a member of a local church, and we're very, very grateful and thankful. Okay. Well, we have a few more minutes. Ruth has got, I can't believe it. We're going to take a call. All right.
Headphones.
Okay, headphones. We're going to take a call here. All right. Ruth, I can't believe all of the names, the sheets of paper that you have, people that's calling in, contacting us one way or the other. Who am I talking to?
This is Brian Carbula.
Brian?
Yes.
Carbua?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from El Campo, Texas.
El Campo, Texas. I want to tell you, Brian, that God does not make mistakes. And sometimes we accused, or somebody tries to put a label on us, the mistake maker. But I'm telling you, God does not make mistakes. And there are times when Satan would come and try to overwhelm you, overrun you with mistakes that you have made in the past, would try to put a label on you, and also he would try to plant doubt in your heart, that everybody that comes on that ministers the gospel or gives a prophetic word or what have you, he tries to put doubts in your heart about that person's reliability, about that person's integrity. And so I just really see that Satan is really trying to challenge you, mistakes that have been made, and trying to get you concentrate on mistakes that other people have made. And so you got to take that mistake label off. God has his hand on you. You know he has his hand on you. And God has brought you through fires and floods and waters, and he has not left you, he's not forsaken you. And I just know by hearing your voice, Brian, that the hand of God is upon you to declare the word of the Lord, and there's promises that have been made to you. And sometimes you doubt God and doubt yourself. So there's two individuals. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you cannot doubt. You cannot doubt God, and you cannot doubt yourself. You take those two doubts off of God and off of yourself. Take that mistake label off. You're not to concentrate on mistakes you've made or other people have made. It's a time to wipe the slate clean and go for it because you have so much to give, Brian. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. You know, the Bible says that we know in part and we prophesy in part. We know in part and prophesy in part. And so sometimes you say, well, is there any more that you have for me? Is there any more that you have to give me? And my response is, that's all I have. Okay. Okay, I'm operating. Ruth's operating one, and I'm operating another here. Who am I talking to? Where are you from?
This is Aisha from Arizona.
Aisha from Arizona. You know, God has set the world. This is what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say about you. God has set the world in your heart. He set the world in your heart. And you have such your heart beats for the world. And it beats for people groups. There are certain people groups that God is preparing you to minister to. And it's gonna take you being willing to learn maybe a foreign language or two, but you're up for the task, and God has His hand upon you, and He is going to supernaturally thrust you into new areas and venues of the harvest field. So you need to get ready, get prepared, because God is calling you, and there are other people groups that are calling your name, praying for someone to help them right now, and God is going to connect you, the two of y'all together. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. You have a bright future. I hope you have you got your passport?
I do.
Okay. Keep your passport updated, because I see your passport being stamped many, many times. I bless you, young lady. The hand of God's upon you.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we just say, how could that be? And but most everything that I'm doing has just come through prophetic words, because I know the value of a prophetic word. Who am I talking to, and where are you from? Okay, you need to turn your smartphone down or your internet down. I'm hearing myself in the background. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rocky from Shiner, but I wanted to ask you to pray for Jewel from Cuero.
You want me to pray for your friend Jewel from Cuero?
That's correct.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm hearing about Jewel, that God has placed so many talents in her life and abilities in her life, and she's trying to keep it a secret. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things revealed belong to us and other people about us. And so the things that she has been keeping secret, I'm not talking about secret sins, I'm talking about secret talents and abilities, anointings that reside and rest in her life. She can't keep those secret. She's got to go public with those things, and God is going to give people who receive her and the gifts and talents and abilities. So I bless you, Jewel, from Cuero, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. I'm gonna prophesy. We're doing three things at one time. I'm gonna prophesy over Kelly from Norman, Oklahoma. Kelly, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow criticism, even criticism from those closest to you, to deter you from pursuing the dreams of your heart. The dreams of your heart is those things that God has placed inside of your heart. You can be trained in one thing, but go in another direction that may not correspond to those things you have majored in or spent hours studying for. Counsel is good, but you must not allow the opinions of others to keep you from pursuing those things God has embedded so deeply in the resources of your heart. You must learn to live in an atmosphere of controversy. Huh? Now you can learn to live there because you've been chiseled out of stone. God knows how he built you and how he made you because you're strong and you're made for what's ahead of you. You have a heart of flesh, but a chin of stone. A heart of flesh and a chin of stone. Go for it, Kelly. You're a very special young lady. I bless you, Kelly, from Norman, Oklahoma. And wow, let's see who else we have here. Well, it's good to have you tuned in on Prophetic Tuesday. And I have a word for Leslie R. from Lubbock, Texas. Leslie, I see you moving to the forefront, going from the back of the pack to the front. The last shall be first. And so you started maybe at the back of the pack, but you're moving to the forefront, moving into a very disciplined lifestyle that will result in leadership opportunities in the future that will open the door to many nations. God is going to set you up with many different foreign students. He's going to set you up with some foreign students. I'm ready for a phone call if anybody wants to call me. And I don't even remember that number, Ruth, what it was. So if you want to call me, I'm doing something I've not done before. The number is what now?
979-596-0195.
You want to give me a call. Ruth, okay. Okay, who am I visiting with? Where are you from?
Brenda from Oklahoma City.
Brenda from Oklahoma City. You know, God is doing some new and unusual things in your life. Sometimes we try to hold on to the old when God is introducing the new. You know, he spoke to the prophet and he said to him, "New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." And, you know, we can celebrate the old. We can celebrate what God is doing, has done in our life over the years. But Brenda, I'm telling you, God is doing some new things in your life. And change is here to stay. Don't be afraid of making some change. Now, don't change for the sake of change. But God is changing some things around you, and you must not be surprised. You must not be surprised because it's all about God making some changes and you working with those changes and as well as helping some other people make changes. So, Brenda in Oklahoma City, I bless you in Jesus' name, and I appreciate you calling. Okay, well, this is quite exciting. Quite exciting. Okay, who am I talking to and what is your name?
Rachel Orso from Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Denham Springs, Louisiana. What is your first name again?
Rachel.
Rachel. Yes. The anointing of God is upon you. You know, sometimes I can hear a name. Or sometimes I can just hear a voice, and immediately I begin to get revelation about that person. And I've been practicing now for a long time, serving as a prophetic voice in this nation to the world. And Rachel, there's an anointing upon you to heal the sick, to heal yes. those that are physically sick, and to heal the brokenhearted. So many people's hearts have been broken. And, you know, it's more easy to repair a physical ailment than it is to repair a spiritual ailment or what I would call a soulish ailment. And so many people have been physically wounded. You're going to minister healing to them. But there are so many people that have a broken heart. Their heart has been broken by someone they love, someone they were close to, someone that abandoned them. And when I hear that word abandon, you're going to have a special entrance into people's lives that have been abandoned. They've been abandoned by their husband, their wife. They've been abandoned by their mother, father. They've been abandoned by children who just left home and they've not heard from them in days or weeks or months or years. And so I bless you, Rachel. You have an anointing on your life, and I bless you there,
you.
Denham Springs, Louisiana. I feel the anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, this is great now. We're doing some things. I'm accepting some phone calls right now. We're also going to have some names of people whose names appeared on Facebook. Have you got a name that I can pray for? I see a name up there I'd like to pray for. Jeff? Jeff, my friend Jeff.
Okay.
You got his name there?
I don't know. There's somebody.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff L. Where's Jeff L?
I don't have a city.
Huh?
I don't have a city for Jeff L.
Jeff L. there from Louisiana. Jeff, mighty man of God. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, because you have not been willing to compromise your values at the altar of profits and profitabilities, I just declare, because you've not been willing to sacrifice those values that God has placed in your heart and concerning you and your wife and your family, God is giving you a special reward. Here the Holy Ghost saying he's going to give you a bonus, a special bonus coming your way, Jeff L. I love you, Jeff. You're incredible. You are an incredible man, and you're very talented.
Tony and Michelle from Freeport, Texas.
Tony and Michelle from Freeport, Texas. Don't be afraid of transition. You know, sometimes transitions are necessary. You know, they're very difficult. Ruth can say, we can all say, we've made transitions that have been very difficult, but in the end, it was not only good for us, but it was good for our family. It was good for those people around you. And so sometimes we need to make transitions. I'm not saying it's a now word. It may be a future word, but transition is definitely in your vocabulary. And don't be afraid, because it's not just about you. It is about you, but it's not just about you, but it's about people that will come along with you or come after you. So I bless both of you there in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What are we going to do?
What about Ozzy R. from Liberal, Kansas?
Ozzy.
From Liberal, Kansas.
Ozzy from Liberal. Ozzy, I bless you now, and I ask God to bless you, and know that it is your stability that is bringing other people in proper alignment to be able to rest and be able to hear from God. And God has brought you into a season of rest so that he can speak to you, and you're teaching others how to rest so that they can come into proper alignment with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. And so I bless you, Ozzy, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have another person for me there, Ruth, while I look at my notes?
Dominique R. from Baytown, Texas.
Dominique R. from Baytown, Texas. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for he has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those that are bruised. Boy, when I get to that word bruised, I just know that it's talking about you. There are so many people that got bruised in the infancy of their life. Even in their mother's womb, they were bruised. When they came out of their mother's womb, they had a spirit of rejection upon them, because they felt that they were not accepted by their mother that gave them birth. And you're going to minister to those that have gone through bruising by rejection, people that don't know who their biological father or mother are. And they've been bruised, and you're just going to minister the peace of God and the love of God over them in an extraordinary way. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Tommy M. from Northport, Florida.
Tommy M. from Northport, Florida. Tommy M. from Northport, Florida. I bless you. The call of God so strongly upon your life. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not too late. There are voices inside of you that keep repeating these words over and over. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. You missed the opportunity. But I'm telling you that what you have lost, you are going to find. The life is like this circle that goes around and around. And I'm telling you, the opportunities that you feel like you have lost are going to come around again. They're going to come around again. And so I bless you, Tommy, in Jesus' name. And before I get another word here, Renee C.E. I think I've given that word. Yeah, I have. I've given you a word. I'm going to look down my list here of people maybe that I have not given a word to. Carol. Carol S. from Dallas, Texas. I see you becoming a major distributor with a major distribution center. It's time to hand something off to someone else while at the same time being handed another opportunity that will resolve those things in your surroundings that seemingly you have not been able to resolve. Resolution is coming as you hand one thing off and receive another thing. So it's now time for you to make that adjustment or transition that is going to give you an opportunity to do some long-term planning, because you are a planner, some long-term planning and your abilities to get things done because you identify time wasters. Your ability to get things done is going to bring about a whole new perspective in your life. It's going to give you access into many more ministry opportunities, as well as being able to speak into other people's lives, companies, corporations, and churches, being help them to identify the time wasters and people that are time wasters that causes so many individuals and churches and companies and corporations not to be productive. So you're going to help people be more fruitful and more productive. In just a moment, Ruth's going to give me another person to pray for. Oh, we're running out of time here. Tyler and Michaela in Asheville, North Carolina. Tyler has ministered with me on several occasions. Tyler, I love you. You're a tremendous blessing, tremendous recording artist. And I want to say congratulations, a shout out to you and Michaela, who on the arrival of your new daughter, Kinsley. And I have a prophetic word for Kinsley. I wrote it down this morning, and I'm going to give you, baby Kinsley, a word. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kinsley, and I've done this many, many times over children. In fact, I heard got a testimony from a man who's in his, I believe he's in his probably his late 20s. He said, when I was 6 or 7 years old, you gave me a prophecy when I was a little boy that I've carried it throughout my life. And now all those prophetic words that you gave me when I was a little boy are now coming to pass. So, Kinsley, I declare over you that you are going to be a great leader. You'll be one who will be a goal setter and a trend setter. You're going to reveal long-range plans for people groups who are seeking after God. You're going to attract people that want a plan. They want a plan, and they don't have a plan. Without a plan, we can't do much. We just operate helter-skelter. And so you're going to be one that's a planner, and you'll reveal great plans for those that are seeking God. You'll be one who is fervent in spirit, will have the opportunity to memorize large portions of scriptures, even at a young age, a true worshiper in the land of the living. So I bless you right now. I bless you, Kinsley, there in Asheville, North Carolina. I bless you, Tyler and Michaela, in Jesus' name. Oh, what do you think, Ruth? You got some more people to bless while I catch my breath? Or you want to just... okay, you call them out.
Mike and Rhonda M. from Collinsville, Oklahoma. Mike and Rhonda, Collinsville.
Mike and Rhonda, Collinsville, Oklahoma. God is birthing a new season. Hear the Holy Ghost saying that God is birthing a new season in your life. A new season. New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And don't shy away from allowing three things to occupy your life. I started prophesying several years ago, and I startled myself when I told, when I prophesied this to someone, I began to prophesy these words, it's going to be easier for you to do three things than do one thing. And some people, they question that. How can I do that? But it's amazing how if those three things align themselves, because the Bible says two is better than one, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken or easily broken. So when those three things align themselves and you find the rhythm of operating those three things, it's amazing what can happen in Jesus' name. And so I just bless y'all in the name of the Lord. I see Teresa popping up, and I bless you, Teresa. You have a heart for God. And you have that broken spirit. Blessed are those who weep. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So, Teresa, I bless you in Jesus' name.
Patrice from Cleburne, Texas.
Patrice, thank you for all the many times that you have led worship for me in so many different ministries and meetings. You have, and when I hear you pray, there's very few people that can pray like you can pray, Patrice. One day I'd like for you just to get on BPN radio with me. I know you have a very busy schedule, but you just have the ability to pray for people. And you are so broken. You have such compassion. And you have the gift of discerning of spirits. And I just release that anew and afresh in your life. And, boy, you just know how to overcome so many, many words and so many voices that have spoken against you. And yet you have not allowed yourself to get bitter. I declare that you have a wonderful gift of discerning of spirits, and I declare that you have a gift to minister to people that have become hardened of heart. They become bitter, and bitterness will destroy you. And Patrice, you are a chosen vessel. You are one that sat at the feet of Jesus like Mary, and you have allowed the Holy Ghost to keep you fresh and to keep your heart soft before Him. And you are advancing, whether you feel like it or not, because promotion does not always come on the 1st or the 15th, but promotion comes not from the west or the east or the south. I declare over you, Patrice, that promotion comes from the Lord, and God is promoting you and your husband and giving you blessings as well as your children. I bless you. Gene and I love you. And thank you so much for sowing into our lives and coming alongside us so many, many times with worship. Okay, Ruth.
Darby J. from Weatherford, Texas.
Darby J. from Weatherford, Texas. Yep. And the Lord would say yes, yes. And so many times in your life you've heard, no, Darby, no, Darby, no, Darby, no, Darby, no, you can't, no, Darby, you can't have that, no, Darby. You've had no so many times. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying an affirmative yes, 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 three times. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying yes. He has given you the nod of approval. And so you need to go for it. So many times we wait for certain things to come into our hands. We wait for certain nods. We wait for certain endorsements. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, yes, 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 you need to go for it. And that one step of faith will lead to another step. And pretty soon you'll be taking more than baby steps. You'll be moving into a whole new territory of adventure and fulfillment. And so I bless you there in Jesus' name, Darby. You can do it. You can make it. And you're looking good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Leandra M. from Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas. I know we're going into overtime, but I just knew before Prophetic Tuesday started that we were in for something really, really special. I believe the Holy Ghost is speaking a lot of words to people. I really appreciate you listening. Ruth has page after page after page of people that have been joining us, and I'm so very, very thankful and grateful. We made a commitment. We're not going to let one name fall to the ground or fall to the floor. That means that we're going to continue on week after week after week prophesying, and we're going to prophesy over you. Give me that name one more time.
Leandra.
From Lubbock. Lubbock, Texas. There is a way for you. There is a way to do those things that you have been prophesied over, that you've been promised. I want to tell you, Leandra, that God is not a promise breaker. There is a way to do it. There's a way. And God is going to join you with a group of people that believe in you, and they are willing to come alongside you, and they see you. They don't just see somebody that can help stand in the gap and make up the hedge and do all those things. They really see you. And so God is bringing you into proper relationships, and inordinate relationships has taken you off course and has caused deep deep concern about your ability to hear from God. But I declare you're hearing from God, and I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I want to give a shout-out to Sandra S. there in Roswell, New Mexico. Sandra, Jean, I love you very, very much. And Sandra, I see God is about to launch you into a new dimension of helping those who are physically and emotionally incapable of helping themselves. There's so much love in your heart that is now open for distribution. You're going to distribute that love in your heart. You have a major well of love and compassion flowing out of you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's several tributaries in your life that is flowing into one amazing river. So you'll find all of those thoughts and God ideas coming into one major assignment that will keep you busy for a while, as well as helping you find your true identity in life. So I speak a personal blessing over you, Sandra. You're a very special person to Gene and I. We miss you. We love you. And I want to speak a blessing over Bridget. Bridget G. from Clewiston, Florida. We ministered many times. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's providing major scholarships for you because there's a company coming to town that will have a special space for you, but you need some additional education to prepare you for that significant position assignment. Now, don't say no. There's a lot riding on this decision because it's not only going to provide opportunities for you, excuse me, but for also other members of your family who will be moving to your city. Yvette R. from Baltimore, Maryland. I want to give you a shout out to those that are watching from Baltimore, Maryland. The Holy Spirit is thinking about you today. He's thinking about how generous and kind you are, always willing to live for others rather than yourself, always willing to go the extra mile to be a blessing because that is exactly how God created you. Never thinking about yourself, but always thinking of others. You're a true public servant, and God has some special handfuls on purpose for you, Yvette. An extra blessing for extra work, extra pay for doing a good job, Yvette. The Lord is directing your footsteps. He's taking you down a path of great joy because you are a joy giver. I bless you, Yvette, in Baltimore. And Ruth said something a while ago that we need to celebrate with people that do get a prophetic word. That is very good. I remember a certain church in Concord, California. That's just outside of San Francisco. And I used to go to that church, and when I'd give a prophecy, the whole congregation would just cheer and clap and yell and say right on and good job and wonderful. And so if you don't get your name called, maybe you could just cheer some other people on. Ruth, won't you come before I give a wrap up here and bless some people before we go.
Awesome. Well, I want to bless everyone listening with bpnradio.com and watching Facebook Live. And I want to bless Ralph and Marianne and Jerry. I want to bless Crystal. I want to bless Ben. I want to bless Amy. And I want to bless Michael. And I want to bless Joy. And I want to bless Joyce. And I want to bless Carol. I want to bless Ruth from Ohio. I want to bless myself. I want to bless Cynthia. I want to bless Sandra. I want to bless Rebecca. Bless Jenna. Bless Daniel. And we have so many names. I just want to bless all those listening today. I want to bless those names, those that will be listening later on throughout the day. Just know our heart is to bless you, to pray for you. Don't forget to go to Let's Pray America. There's prayer request areas there that you can put in your prayer request. Let'spraymerica.com, donate button. Let'spraymerica.com has great information for you, great resources for you, and just thank you. I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for all these amazing words today. And I do agree. Let's celebrate with them. I grabbed, I think there was a call from a Jackie, and I grabbed her word. I loved her word, so I grabbed her word. So I just want to bless those listening today. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for the messages through Facebook Live. Thank you for the prayer request, and thank you for our team. But most of all, thank you, Holy Spirit, for all these amazing words that just as Pastor Dale is the vessel that has given Pastor Dale, and what an amazing anointing gift. And so thank you, partners, for partnering with us so we can continue this ministry. Just bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Ruth. I love my daughter-in-law, and I really appreciate her co-hosting with us here on Tuesday. We love what we're doing here, and that is really the dream, that you get to do what you're doing. and you get to do what you love to do, what's in your heart. I want to say a word before we leave concerning people that ask me, when are you coming back to our church? Because for over 30 years, almost every week, Gene and I were going to a different church, except for the 8 years that we did extended meetings, many of our meetings lasting as much as 24 weeks. And people are saying, when are you coming back to our church? Well, right now, we are working out of our studios, our ministry center here, so that we can minister to people all across America and around the world. We are going to other churches on special occasions, but otherwise we're giving ourselves here. You know, in times past, I would be at one church today, but now how many churches are represented here this morning on Prophetic Tuesday? Oh, I don't know. There's so many, and I've seen pastors' names and so many churches that are joining us, and I will go from the different, Gene and I will go to churches from time to time, but we are giving ourselves, that's why we, to bpnradio.com, and giving ourselves to ministering to people on Facebook Live, and we're increasing, enlarging. So thank you for joining us. Tell your friends that Dale and Gene Gentry were alive and well, and we're still doing this stuff. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. BPNRadio.com, broadcasting around the clock. Don't forget, on BPNRadio.com tomorrow, the Dream Doctor is going to be with me, my guest, at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to receive phone calls. We're going to help people's dreams come true. We are. We are. And then, of course, on Thursday, Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber. She's such a wonderful spiritual daughter, so anointed. Her and her husband, Ian, will be on Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com on Thursday, 10 till noon. And then, of course, Rhonda Kinzer will be on BPN Radio on Friday, and she'll be taking prayer requests. We're here to help you and bless you, and I just want to say thank you for being a part. Remember, this broadcast will be replayed today at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock Central Time, Texas Time, on bpnradio.com. And, well, that's all I have to say about that. It's going to be replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live. And so tell your friends about it. So good to have you. We'll continue on. I'll be back next Tuesday, Ruth and I. In the meantime, you can hear us on bpnradio.com as we continue to call America to pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. The plan is a good plan. You can do it. You can make it. And you're looking good.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
How great is our God? is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. And know that He will never change. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Be still. Be speechless. Be still and know that He is God. Our Father, come rest your head upon His breast. Listen to the rhythm of His unfailing heart of love, beating for His little ones, calling each of us to come.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will He speak to this people, to whom He said, "This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." I was speaking from Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. And then in Jude, the general epistle of Jude, the 20th verse, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost."
Lord, we worship You in spirit. Transformed, renewed in mind, in Jesus Christ divine. This is the refreshing. Praise refreshing. Refreshing.